Fighting between the two SPLA-IO faction broke out in McGuinness 2 days ago. Both sides accuse each other of starting the clashes. Chol Deng Thorn is deputy spokesperson of the SPLA-IO Gatwich faction.
They attack us on the first day of Christmas holidays, December 25th, in border areas. Intense opponents attack us. They expel our forces in all areas outside Magenis. They entered Magenis December 26th and attack our forces. The attack was violent using heavy weapons, but our forces managed to defend themselves violently and repel the attack.
Thorn did not disclose how many soldiers the Gatwich faction lost during the clashes, but he claims his side inflicted heavy casualties on the rival faction.
During the attack, the enemy lost a number of senior generals. We will not mention names as they lost a number of soldiers. We are in defensive position on our bases. The enemy continues to attack us. We do not know the exact reason behind this, and the agenda is not clear.
Colonel Lam Paul Gabriel, spokesman for the SPLA-IO faction loyal to Machar, says forces loyal to General Gatwich attacked first. He says the Gatwich faction, also referred to as the Kitgwan faction, attacked a military base belonging to the Machar faction at a place called Amod on Sunday. He says the Machar faction suffered some losses before withdrawing from the area.
Our forces decided to withdraw to a nearby base, and at the moment, yes, as of now, we know the Kitgwan elements are in the area. The clashes led to several loss of life, around more than 10 from the SPLA-IO. I can confirm that, with three senior officers, the rank of colonels downward. I know people have reported of generals. No, we never lost it.
Gabriel acknowledges that the Machar faction lost its base at Amod and says forces from Gatwich faction are occupying it. He says tensions are rising in northern Upper Nile state and accuses Gatwich's faction of preparing to launch more attacks.
So at the moment, tension is a little bit high around Amod because they want to get out of Amod to again attack our base in clear declaration of war, which I believe at the moment South Sudan is one piece. We are trying to make sure we continue with the implementation of peace agreement.
Asked how the mounting tension will be eased, Gabriel said it was up to the Kitgwan faction to ease the tension.
I believe there is war, which has already been declared. That is up to them to decide whether they want to continue with it or stop it, because we are the one being attacked here. We are not attacking. We are the ones who are being attacked. So when you're being aggressive, what do? You continue defending yourself.
Conflict between First Vice President Riek Machar and Lieutenant General Simon Gatwich Duol started in August, when Gatwich declared himself the interim chairperson and commander-in-chief of the SPLM-AIO. Gatwich said he acted because of what he described as a long frustration over Machar's leadership style and the failure to implement the security arrangements of the River Talaiz peace agreement. Several field commanders met at the border town of Magenis in Upper Nile and dismissed and stripped Machar of his position as head of SPLA-IO. The commanders also recommended General Gatwich take over the role of first vice president of South Sudan under the River Talaiz peace deal. Machar responded by dismissing Gatwich from the movement. Since then, the two factions have clashed several times. For VOA News, I am Sheila Pony in Juba.